I was so excited. The girl I had searched for my whole life was getting ready to be my wife. Now, more than 3 decades later, I can't think about that day without smiling and feeling exceedingly grateful. Next to my relationship with God, my relationship with Tammy remains my most important connection. Marrying Tammy is still one of the best decisions I ever made. I had dated quite a bit growing up. I'll save those stories and regrets for another book, but I did learn something. Dating relationships can be close, but ultimately they're not committed. Each person has an escape hatch that allows them to keep their options open. At any time, either one can change their mind. Marriage, on the other hand, the left hand with the ring on it, is different. It closes that escape hatch and excludes all other options. When you marry, you're making a vow that declares, "From this day forward, I'm forsaking all others to be with you and only you." That's the commitment to each other and to God that Tammy and I made that day in the middle of May all those years ago. Our wedding was similar to many couples' weddings, I'm guessing. We invited a couple hundred people to join us at our home church to witness our vows and celebrate our union. We played music, including the traditional processional when Tammy came down the aisle looking so beautiful in her white wedding gown. Our pastor talked about the significance of marriage according to God's word and then led us through our vows to the moment of placing rings on each other's fingers. Tammy and I still wear those wedding bands today, and they mean the same thing now that they did then. They provide an outward expression of the inward devotion we maintain to one another. They signal to everyone around us that we're taken, committed to each other, bound by our vows of marriage. Similarly, when we commit to following Jesus, we take on a symbol to demonstrate our devotion. In fact, you might say it's a slam dunk. Why get baptized? It's important that any covenant is sealed in the presence of witnesses, and salvation is no different. Baptism serves as the wedding band of the Christian faith, an outward symbol of the internal commitment we've made to God. When anyone asks me why they should get baptized, I usually give them 3 reasons, all based on what we see in the Bible. First and foremost, we follow the example set by Jesus himself. Before he began his public ministry, Jesus went to Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by his cousin John. We're told, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Matthew 3:16-17. Think about it. If God's own Son was baptized to show his commitment to his Father and his Father's mission on earth, then shouldn't that be reason enough for us to follow suit? It certainly was for the more than 24 people mentioned in the New Testament who were baptized after committing to follow Christ. I like what Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians, "Follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ." 1 Corinthians 11:1. We're not merely given a suggestion to be baptized if we feel like it. Jesus told his disciples, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Mark 16:16. Believers who are serious about their faith, whether they're introverts or extroverts, shy or bold, quiet or loud, should view baptism as an act of obedience. Another reason to get baptized is to demonstrate the change that has occurred in our lives. In baptism, we show that we have been saved from death and doom by the resurrection of Christ, not because our bodies are washed clean by the water, but because in being baptized, we are turning to God and asking him to cleanse our hearts from sin. 1 Peter 3:21, TLB.